ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्याज्ञाञ्जनाशुलकाय चक्षुर्मिलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं दधाति शतदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीजथापदकमलम् श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं शाग्रजातं भगना रघुनाथान्वितं स्थं सजीवं साद्वैतं स्वावधूतं प्रविजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांतन मोस्तुते तप्ता कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभ हनु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि वांशाको पितृभ्यश्च उपासिन्धोभ्यैव पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभो नित्यानन्द श्रियाद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरि हरि हरे राम राम नाम हरि हरि So I thank you all, disciples and grand disciples, for your kind words. This ceremony is important because the process of approaching Krishna is to go through the parampara system. We're not advised to try to approach Krishna directly. Srila Prabhupada gave the example that if we try to approach some big man, what can we expect? But if you make friends with his son, it becomes easy. The big man, what will you do? What can you offer him? A millionaire. But the son, for 2-cent candy, can become your friend. And the father thinks, oh, such a nice man, he's become friends with my son. So in this way, kintu prabhuya priya evatasya. The spiritual master is dear to Krishna because he spreads the message of Krishna. Or from one point of view, there's no difference between the spiritual master and Krishna. Because Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita as it is. And the spiritual master is distributing the same message of Bhagavad Gita as it is. So the same message that Krishna is speaking, the spiritual master is also speaking. That doesn't mean that the spiritual master is Krishna. Prabhupada said that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead who's meant to be served, and the spiritual master is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. Krishna is the master. Krishna is Krishna the master, and the spiritual master is Krishna the servant. They're not the same person. The spiritual master is one of the living entities, and Krishna is the complete absolute truth. But the spiritual master is considered to be as good as Krishna because he's spreading the message of Krishna. The message of Krishna is received. Evam parampra prapta imam rajarshiyo. Through a descending process. The ascending process is hopeless. The ascending process means by my mental speculation or by my sensory investigation, I'll try to find out the truth. I'll try to find out what is what. I'll try to find out the ultimate. That will fail. The senses are imperfect. The mind is mind and intelligence are imperfect. They're material. As the senses belong to this body, which is limited and imperfect. And the mind and intelligence belong to the subtle body, which is also material, and therefore also limited and imperfect. With the limited senses, mind, and intelligence, how are we going to reach the unlimited absolute truth? The project must fail. By its very nature, it has to fail. But because the absolute truth is unlimited, if he wants to reveal himself to us, it's very easy business. If God is all-powerful, then he can do as he likes, and he can reveal himself. Therefore, our process is not to try to see Krishna, but to try to act in such a way that Krishna will want to see us. How is that possible? Aseva mukhi jivanam. By service. There's no material thing that will attract Krishna. Our good looks, our education, our money, our prestige. They're a joke. But Krishna values devotion. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshyosti nakriya ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya maite teshu chapyaham. Krishna says, I'm equal to everyone. No one is my favorite and I'm not inimical toward anyone. I'm equal. But ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya. But if someone engages in my devotional service, maite, he's in me, teshu chapyaham, and I'm in him. Yayatamam prapajante, because Krishna says I reciprocate. If you want to think I'm dead, for you I'm dead. If you want to think I'm impersonal, for you I'm impersonal. If you want to think that I'm the source of your wealth, your material prosperity, all right, I'll provide you material prosperity. But for the person who wants to engage in service, I'll be the master or even friend or child or husband, lover. Yayatamam prapadyante. As you surrender to me, I reciprocate with you. Not by any material qualification. Krishna is not attracted. But Krishna is attracted to devotional service. Devotional service is the internal potency of Krishna himself. And although Krishna is all attractive, devotional service attracts even Krishna. So the project is to try to serve Krishna. And that service is rendered through the line of authority, the parampara system. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshiyam. The spiritual master's job is to broadcast the message of Krishna as it is, without adding anything, without subtracting anything, without changing anything. As the example Prabhupada gives, the mango is up at the top of the tree, and rather than have it crash to the ground or have someone shake the tree, the process is that someone goes up to the top and he hands it down, next man, next man. And you get the nice, ripest fruit intact. So this is one function of the spiritual master, to receive the message of Krishna and distribute through the descending process. And the other responsibility is that he receives service. He collects service. Here in India, the official for the local district is called the district collector. I think that had to do with tax collection and so on. The taxes would come to him. But it wasn't for him that I'm the collector, so now I've collected and now I can enjoy. But he's collecting on behalf of the governed. Back in the British time, it would be on behalf of the king. Or probably gave the example of the viceroy. Finally, above all the other officials, the viceroy was the chief official in India. And naturally, so many things would be given to him as gifts. But that wasn't for him. That was for the crown, for the king. So the spiritual master has the responsibility of collecting. On the one side, he inspires the living entity. Serve. Your business is to serve, not to enjoy. Enjoyment is another hopeless project. With this wretched material body, what will you enjoy? And even if you think, no, I will enjoy, you'll enjoy for some time and then it will be finished. The enjoyment is not actually enjoyable. And even if you think, no, my enjoyment is very nice, it will be finished. And actually so much suffering will be there. So the spiritual master has the responsibility of awakening this consciousness in the living entity. Your business is not to pursue false enjoyment and suffer. Your function is to, your eternal function is to serve Krishna and be happy. So his duty is to awaken this lost spirit of service. Vivar Sharupoi Krishna Nityadas. Our nature is that we're servants. But our conditioning is that we think that we're masters, controllers, enjoyers. That's called Maya. So the business of the spiritual master is to dispel this Maya and reawaken the spirit of devotional service. Then that devotional service is offered to the spiritual master. Just as we're offering food to the deity, but actually we're offering to the spiritual master. The understanding is that the spiritual master will offer to Krishna. So the mentality of the disciple is that I'm a servant of my spiritual master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu represented himself as Gopi Bharata Patakamalayo Dasa Dasa Anudasa. The servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. Prabhupada said, the more times you add servant, the higher your position. Material world, the more you can knock out the people above you, the higher your position. But spiritually, every time we add servant, our position is more exalted. Gopi Bharata Padakamalayo Dasa Dasa. So the spiritual master reawakens this service mentality and engages the disciple in service. In different ways, you serve the deity, you distribute books, you manage the temple, you do something. You see to so many engagements. And, of course, the engagement for everyone is to chant Hare Krishna. To follow four regulative principles, avoiding sinful activities, and positively to chant the holy name of Krishna. The spiritual master engages the disciples in that process of purification, hearing, chanting, remembering Krishna, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanam. Practically our whole program is there, filled with hearing and chanting. Our morning program, Mangalarti, hearing, chanting, Bhagavatam, then Japa, hearing, chanting, Bhagavatam class, hearing, chanting. So our life is hearing and chanting. The Anhyo Shuddhi Maya Nashi Brahma Lagi Harinam Maha Mantra Lao Tuni Lagi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling out to the conditioned souls, don't go on sleeping on the lap of this witch, Maya. You're being bewildered by the illusory energy. So take this. I've got the medicine that drives Maya away. Anhyo Shuddhi Maya Nashi. What is that? Harinam Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Lao to me, Maya. Take it. Take this mantra, be free from Maya, and be happy. So the spiritual master engages his disciples in chanting the holy name of Krishna, in hearing about Krishna, and in practical activity for serving Krishna. But the service, even when offered to the spiritual master, is not for the spiritual master's enjoyment. It's not that the spiritual master is the enjoyer of the facilities and presentations given by the disciple. That's not his position. Not that I'll enjoy on behalf of Krishna. The spiritual master is not the enjoyer. If one thinks, now I'm a spiritual master, I can enjoy, then he's finished. Spiritual master means servant. Spiritual master means servant. What servant? Servant of the servant of the servant. And when he accepts service, then his business is to send that service up. The message comes down, and the spiritual master distributes in the downstream, and the service comes up, and the spiritual master passes that up the line. This is not for me. If praise is being offered, that's actually not meant for me. Because what is my credit? I just carry out orders. But the credit goes to the person who's given the order. Or the person who's making everything possible, he should get the credit. Not that my business is to take credit and enjoy prestige, fame, adoration. But as a matter of duty, the spiritual master accepts praise of the disciples, some presentations from the disciples. For engaging the disciple in Krishna's service and for using that facility for Krishna's service. That's his duty. Not to enjoy. Not to become diseased. But to to carry out his prescribed duty. The duty of the spiritual master is to speak on Krishna's behalf, instruct on Krishna's behalf, and accept service on Krishna's behalf, to be conveyed to Krishna, to be offered to Krishna, or to engage. It's not that I have to eat every offering. How will I? But the disciples can be engaged to offer to Krishna. Not that I can use so much gold. Whatever gold is offered, I can decorate the deity, I can publish books. In this way, the spiritual master's business is to distribute mercy and receive service. Mercy coming down from Krishna, service going up to Krishna. Therefore, the spiritual master should not be regarded as an ordinary human being. Acharya mam vijaniyam namamanyeta karhichit. Namarcha buddhi suyeta sarvadevamayo guru. Krishna says one should know the acharya, the spiritual master, to be me, to be my very self. This we've already discussed. Because he's representing Krishna. Navamanyeta karja. One should not be envious of the spiritual master. One should not think that the spiritual master is an ordinary human being. What does that mean? He's not an ordinary human being. He has two arms, two legs. He comes from India or America or Holland or some other part of the material world. Maybe he wears glasses. Maybe he walks with a cane. Then how is he not an ordinary man? One of my godbrothers told me that he came to 26 Second Avenue in the very early days before I came. And he saw that the Swami was there and was chanting, and he thought, this is all very mystical, he looks like Buddha or something. Then the kirtan ended, and the Swami put on his glasses to begin the class. So the devotee thought, what is this? He's a Swami and he's putting on glasses? Thinking that this means he's like an ordinary person. I thought he was a Swami, something transcendental. Or the relatives, the spiritual master has his parents or children or brothers and sisters or people he grew up with. They all consider him like an ordinary person. They think of him as my brother, my sister, not my sister, but whatever, even sometimes sister, my son, my father. They think, or kid who grew up in the neighborhood, they think of him as an ordinary man. So how is he not an ordinary man? Disciple may also think, no, he's an ordinary man. He eats, he sleeps. I see imperfections. Sometimes he forgets something. Sometimes he makes mistakes. Sometimes he gets angry. Sometimes he tells a joke, I don't think it's very funny. It seems to me he's like an ordinary man. But the Lord cautions, Navamanye Takarhichi, one shouldn't think of him as an ordinary man. Why? Because he's carrying my message. He's carrying my message. Just like the altar is just another piece of stone. But one shouldn't think, no, the altar is just another piece of stone. Why do I have to give any special respect? No, because the altar is connected with Krishna. It's also Krishna. It's also Krishna. We give respect to the temple of Krishna. If we haven't taken our bath, we don't go to the temple. When we go to the temple, we observe some, show some. Why? Because the temple, it means that Krishna is there. From that point of view, everything is Krishna. One time, our Hayagriva Prabhu, in the very early days, he moved an alarm clock. Prabhupada said, you shouldn't do that. Do you mean to say this alarm clock is holier than my foot? And Prabhupada's point was, the alarm clock is also Krishna's property. It's also non-different from Krishna. In the vision of the pure devotee, finally everything is not different from Krishna. The money is Krishna's property. The land is Krishna's property. The water is Krishna's property. The air is Krishna's property. Everything is Krishna's property. Therefore, it's as good as Krishna. Krishna's peacock feather is as good as Krishna. Krishna's flute is as good as Krishna. Therefore, finally, all the living entities are to be respected because they're all not different from Krishna. They're Krishna's energy. But not that we become Mayavadis and we think poor man is also Narayan, the sadhu is also Narayan, everyone is also Narayan. The same and at the same time different. But specifically, respect is given to the spiritual master. One point of view, all living entities are not different from Krishna. The ant is also not different from Krishna. Therefore, one should show respect even to the ant. But we're not advised here. You offer arti to the ant, do puja to the ant. Even though we can learn from the ant also. But the spiritual master, because he's specifically speaking the message of Krishna and serving in that role, should be respected on the same level as Krishna. How do we learn to respect Krishna? By serving the spiritual master with the same spirit of respect. We don't actually don't want to serve Krishna also. Conditioned life, we think, why should I serve? And then even when we want to serve, we'll want to serve, but we'll want to keep something back. We'll offer to Krishna something, but we'll be thinking, how will I enjoy? We'll want to serve Krishna, but we'll think, how will it benefit me? One has to be trained. How to surrender to Krishna. Krishna says, sarvadharman pratyajya, mam ekam, sharanam pratyajya. Surrender completely. Give up your false prestige. Give up your false pride. Give up your false independence. And how will I learn to do that? For that I have to learn how to be obedient to the spiritual master. How to consider myself a menial servant of the spiritual master. I know that he's a human being from one point of view. But I also know that he's representing Krishna. And that Krishna will regard my service to him, my service to the Guru, to be as good as service to him. An offense to the Guru as being worse than offense to Krishna. Actually, to serve the Guru is better than serving Krishna. Tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarchana. Lord Shiva said, of all service, service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the best. But better than that is service to the bona fide spiritual master. Better than serving Krishna is to serve the servant of Krishna or the servant of the servant of Krishna. And worse than offending Krishna is to offend the devotee of Krishna or especially the spiritual master. That we should be very careful. And namarcha buddhi suyeta. One should not think that he's an ordinary person, why do I have to listen to him? Oh, he's imperfect, why do I have to? One should keep in mind always, Sarvadeva Mayo Guru. He's representing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's the resting place of all the demigods, who is the source of all the demigods, Aham Adirvi Deva. Therefore, one should always offer hearing three times a day. We should offer at least three times a day, offer respects to the spiritual master, praise the spiritual master. And we were hearing, carry out the instructions of the spiritual master. Why is the spiritual master instructing? It's for my benefit. It's for my benefit. One should not neglect the instructions of the spiritual master, Guru Avagya. Rather, one should make the instructions, take the instructions given by the spiritual master as one's life and soul. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chate Te Kuriyakya Arna Kuriyamani Asha. One should not think, I can just read the books. In the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the last chapter, it said, a person who thinks that I can just read the books and I don't need the guidance of the spiritual master, I don't need to serve the spiritual master, I don't need to obey the spiritual master, his process of spiritual realization is kundra sochavat. It's like the bathing of an elephant. The same example is given elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam in another context. But here the context is that we're the elephant bathes very nicely. Maybe you've seen how these elephants, they bathe very nicely. Then after they get out of the Ganga, they get some dust in their trunk and they sprinkle it all over themselves. That's the elephant's process of bathing. So the person who thinks that I'll make a spiritual advancement just by reading the books will not succeed. His spiritual practice will be kundra sochala, like the bathing of an elephant. Elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, it said a person who thinks that he can go back to Godhead without following the instructions of a bona fide spiritual master is like a person setting out on a journey on the river in a stone boat. A stone boat. So, but elsewhere it's said that the human body is like a very good ship. And the instructions given are favorable breezes. And the spiritual master is Karnadhar, the captain of the ship. So we should take advantage of this human form of life and the opportunity of having come in touch with a representative of the Parampara system. That opportunity is very rare. First of all, the opportunity of this human life is very rare. Out of millions and millions of possible births, to be born as a civilized human being is very rare. Tadapi ajuvam artadam. And although the human life is very short, one can get the greatest achievement after millions and millions of lifetimes. Well, that opportunity is very rare. And on top of that, the opportunity of meeting a pure devotee of Krishna or a bona fide spiritual master is still more rare. Parata Bhumite, Kon Bhagyavan Jeev. Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Dattva. After wandering and wandering in millions of lifetimes throughout the universe, some fortunate living entity gets the opportunity to come to Krishna consciousness by the grace of the Krishna and the spiritual master and get the seed of devotional service. Someplace Srila Prabhupada explains that the seed of devotional service, it consists of the instructions of the spiritual master on how to perform the process of devotional service. The seed is there. The spiritual master says, chant Hare Krishna, follow these regulative principles, engage in this program of activities. That instruction is a seed. And if we take the process, water the seed of devotional service by hearing and chanting, following, then our life will be successful. And we can then, our life will be successful, and we can distribute that successful life to others also. That's our duty, to receive and to distribute. To receive and to distribute. Not to hoard. I've got such valuable instructions. I know such confidential secrets. But to become fortunate and to make others fortunate also. The more we dedicate ourselves to making others fortunate, the more we become fortunate also. The more we become fortunate also. The spiritual master becomes pleased to see how his disciples are making advancement. And he becomes even more pleased to see that not only is he making advancement, but he's helping others also take to the process and also become advanced. And this way things go forward. Anandam Buddhi Bhartan. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement to receive good fortune and distribute good fortune. Shreya Kareva Chandrika Vitarana. Distribution of the full moonlight of Krishna consciousness. That will be pleasing to the spiritual master, that will be pleasing to the whole Guru Parampara, that will be pleasing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that will be pleasing to Krishna. And when they're pleased, our life is completely successful and the whole world becomes benefit. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Swami Maharaj ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande.